Sean about, you know, playing three games in 12 days, and I think Curtis Lofton talked a little bit about it last night, how, you know, you were able to get a lot of rest this week. Can you just talk about getting through that kind of minefield of a 12-day period?
Yeah, it's rough, you know, and, you know, as players, the main thing is trying to stay healthy and recover from these games. So there was a lot of emphasis on the rest. I know Sean kind of backed meetings up an hour to help us get a little bit more sleep. Focuses more on more meeting time and less time on the field. So it's kind of one of those things you just got to deal with. But I thought we handled it well, and obviously we got some wins that we needed to, and now we got a little bit of extended week to kind of get rested up.
Malcolm, you've got a better view than most of us of Cam Jordan. You saw him last year and this year. How different a player is he this year? How much of a jump has he taken?
You know what? Last year he was one of those guys for us that kind of jumps off the tape when you watch him. His effort is phenomenal. That's the biggest thing that we saw last year is his effort to the ball, every play. He's one of those D-linemen that can play literally every down of a game and not be tired. And so last year we saw that come out. And this year, now with everybody else kind of getting added into the pass rush with Junior Gillette and all the rest of these guys that are getting pressure, now we're seeing Cam make those one-on-one, win all those one-on-one battles. He's making those plays. And so we already kind of knew he was going to have a big year. And he'll get better and better as the years go on.
Hey, Malcolm, I asked Sean about, you always talk about the 12th man here and how the fans, it's so loud in here and communicating that kind of stuff. Tell me what you saw when you were in Seattle during the playoffs there. Is this place comparable to what the Dome does?
You know what? I've never played in Seattle. That playoff game, I was actually at home. I was injured. And I was sitting on my couch. So I haven't been out to Seattle, so I'm looking forward to it. But, I mean, you obviously see it every time that you turn on a tape. And, you know, that place is loud. It's affecting the offenses as far as communication and things like that. And, you know, it's definitely a real factor. And, you know, it's something we'll have to deal with.
Is it a blessing in disguise, I guess, that you did play a Thursday night game, so you have a little extra time to prepare for possibly one of your toughest challenges this season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, an extended week, so we'll have a little bit of a head start as far as film study. You know, and they have a bye week as well, so they'll have the same, if not a little bit more time than we do to kind of break things down and get ready. So I think after playing, you know, a Sunday night game and then bouncing back on a Thursday night to get this little bit of extra rest, these few more days, this little weekend will be good for us to get rested up, rejuvenated, and really get ready for a tough road game.
Hey, you talked about Cam a little bit. How much fun is it watching your guys get sacks? You already have 7 more sacks than you did all last season.
Man, you know, our D-line is playing phenomenal, and it feels good as a DB, you know, when we're playing man coverage, and after about 2.5 seconds, you see the quarterback go down. It makes our life a lot easier on the back end. And it allows us to do a lot more as well. So, you know, this defense really goes as far as the D-line, you know, takes us. Because they do well. You know, when they play well against run, we get to make teams one-dimensional. Then they get to do what they want to do, and that's pass rush. And they can all get to the quarterback. And you can see that because they're all getting pressure.
Malcolm, what did you think of Keyonta Dawson's strip, guy that wasn't even on the team a little while ago?
One thing we've had this year is kind of this next man up mentality where somebody gets injured or somebody's out, and whoever we put on the field makes plays, basically. And so to see him come in and make a play wasn't necessarily surprising because we've seen him play, you know, well on special teams. And when guys do that, when they work hard in practice, work hard on special teams, Rob Ryan likes to put them in specific packages just so they can get, you know, their chance to contribute. And he contributed one of the big plays of the game that we really needed at that point as far as changing momentum and not giving up a score. I mean, it kind of ended up being a turning point in the game.
Matt Ryan completed a lot of passes. Does that concern you at all, or do you just look at the bottom line, the number of points you held him to and that you won, and does that trump the kind of the statistics he put up?
I think the best thing was, you know, we don't worry about him completing a lot of passes as long as they're not those deep balls that go over your head for, you know, a touchdown. I think the long one they had might have been the pass interference they had on Corey White, I think, if I can remember correctly. And so all of them were, he completed a lot, but none of them were devastating. None of them went for scores. So, you know, and I but we can live with that, you know, as long as the ball's not going over our head, as long as points aren't being put up on the board.
Can you critique the play of the big safety you had on the field for the last play of the game?
Of the who?
I said, can you critique the play of the big safety you had on the last play of the game back there?
The big safety.
Jimmy Graham was playing safety for you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's like one of those last play things. So they throw it at the end zone. We got somebody that can go up with anybody. I didn't get to see the play. I don't know if he ran around and made a tackle or not, but I'm pretty sure he did what he's supposed to do in the standard end zone.
He was close to the ball at the end when they finally ran out of bounds with it. He was right there.
If you go back to Jimmy's like rookie year for some of those preseason games, and watch him play special teams, probably one of the most awkward things ever. So I would love to see Jimmy make a tackle one day.
But now you can play defense, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's it. Thanks, Malcolm. Appreciate the time. Have a